Leper and Chip, which opens at the Project Arts Centre next week, tells the story of a young couple who meet at a party where one of them has turned up just to trash the house. The play was written by Lee Coffey and it's directed by Carl Shields, who's with me in the studio this evening. Just give us a little bit of the background to, I suppose, the circumstances, Carl, of this boy meets girl that we get at the beginning of the play.
Well, they are two very individual people, very strong-minded people. Chip, who is a very strong female, who enjoys not the girly type of lifestyle. She's quite a tough cookie. And Leper, who these two people, when they meet, it's like the heart-to-heart. When they meet, it's murder. And it's they're beautifully written characters, very well constructed characters, very funny, but really strong hearts and a great will to just get on with their lives. You know,
the names are must be commented upon: Leper and Chip.
Yeah, well, Leper is because he has a scar, and Chip is because she has a tooth, which is a bit chipped, and they make comments about their.
And in fact, lots of characters in the play have great nicknames.
They have fantastic nicknames, yes indeed.
Pringle was one of my favourites.
Well, Pringle is an extraordinary character.
And this is a woman who particularly likes a certain type of crisps. You can probably work out.
Yes, indeed.
One of the things that struck me in particular reading this script, Carl, is the style of the writing from Lee Coffey. And I think if we just hear a section, this is quite early on between when Leper and Chip, in fact, they've met at this house party and there's a little bit of a frisson between them. Who are the two performers involved here?
Amy Stewart and Cunnell Keating.
I get him as far as the jacks, wrapped around the toilet he is. Doesn't know where he is. Probably thinks he's flying through the air in a golden fucking unicorn or something. Come on, get up, you disgrace, you're going.
Actually, I want to stop that. Sorry, Carl, that's a bit later in the play. I want to play the earlier one.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I says, trying to be all girly and friendly.
How's it going? I was playing a kill.
I'm Chip, I says.
Leper.
What kind of a bleeding name is that? So, how come you're over here watching the party? She don't want to be a part of it. In other words, move your bollocks so we can wreck the place.
Making sure everything's all right, he tells her.
Tell him everything's grand. Offer to get him a drink.
Have one, he tells her, but thanks. Then she leans in.
Offer to get him upstairs. No lad can turn that down.
Put little Ricky in charge. Tell him to give me a shout if anything starts.
Sorted.
We grab a bottle of vodka and up we go. Spare room. We sit in the bed and talk. Supping and chatting. She asks me questions.
Keep the Egypt talking.
She's interested.
Couldn't give a shy.
Passing the bottle between us.
After a while, I start to feel a bit weird. Not the vodka. He smiles at me. Fuck, he's actually all right looking. A bit goofy, but I start wondering how I look, moving nervously.
All of a sudden, she starts twitching, moving around to the edge of the bed as if she'd have shit herself, but she looks well. She's not bad this morning.
I didn't come up here to start seeing lads. But still, they want me to distract him, so I lean in. I might as well.
She leans in.
I'm going for it.
She's going for it.
I'm in.
Deadly.
Lips about to touch him. What happens?
Smack!
And there we had Cunnell Keating and Amelia Stewart from an early scene in the play Leper and Chip, written by Lee Coffey and directed by Carl Shields, who's with me in studio this evening. People might recognise the faces of both Cunnell and Amelia if they saw them, Carl.
Indeed, both actors, like myself, work in Fair City. But like a lot of people that come out of Theatre Upstairs, which is the company which is the theatre that I'm artistic director with, we have full-time jobs. And we do this as a passion. You know, myself, Laura Honan and Katie McCann are the three Theatre Upstairs. Sort of like, we all have full-time jobs. Anyone who works at Theatre Upstairs has a full-time job. And this now, Amelia, they'll be recognised, yeah.
Lee Coffey, the writer here, this is a debut play. I mean, when I read it, I thought of people like Marco Rowe. I thought of people, you know, very strong voices in Irish theatre. Where has he come out of?
Well, we were very lucky, actually. Funny enough, you say to Mark, I've done a lot of Mark's work, and Mark has given us his stamp of approval on this. We've been endorsed. Mark read the play and just absolutely adored this, you know. But I think with Lee has a certain voice, and he captured this. When you see this play, he has a certain rhythm, which is a uniqueness to Lee's voice and his characters. He writes extremely good for female as well as male, but he's a very young, strong writer, one to keep an eye on.
I suppose one of the plays that you famously did of Marco Rose was Howie the Rookie. You were in the original production of
that's
that.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, you were in that. And that was two monologues, but the style that Lee Coffey has here, that overlapping dialogue, the speed at which it happens is frightening.
Yes, it is. It's when we first started to perform the play. Let's say it was running at a certain time. The actors became so familiar that their pacing started to actually increase, because it's so sharp. It's so, and each word counts. Each word matters, and they hit it. But as the actors progress within the production, it's just a beautiful piece of work to see. It's like modern day dance.
But there's no doubt. Yeah. There's almost an element of their answering songs. It's like a piece of music in some places.
Indeed.
But there is an element within the script. You very much, we're dealing with two working class characters here. There's a lot of violence within it,
yeah.
And there's a lot of dysfunction within it.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's a chance that there's a fear that perhaps working class characters are sort of being caricatured in some ways in these types of stories?
You know, everyone has, you know, there are so many stories. There are 7 stories in which he can tell, you know. And I think with what Lee has done here is he's written a slice of life, which I think a lot of people who have seen the production, which first premiered in Theatre Upstairs, now transferring to Project. But it's a slice of life of a certain type of character. It's a certain type of a youthfulness. He captures that very, very well. I don't see them being, you know, it's not stereotypical in any shape or form. This is a new voice. This is a new slice of that particular life. It's not your love hates. It's nothing like that style. It's not your Howie the Rookies. It's not, you know, this is something different, because he works well with rhythm and works very, very well with words.
Is there something heightened in it in the respect? I mean, there are a few people who die in the space of it's a very short play. What does it run at? Probably less than an hour, I would
just
guess.
Just under an hour at the moment. Yeah.
There are a few people who die. We don't have to go into what's, whys and wherefores. There's quite a lot of violence, and there's a fair amount of graphic sex. Is, you know, that sort of very the way he's portraying that, is that a heightened realism rather than actual trying to be reflect reality?
It's a very realistic take on a heightened situation of two people who fall in love, and it's because the play is, it's a love story, and you know, love without madness isn't love at all. You know, when it is that, it is these two people fall in love very quickly, and a lot of very, very heightened things happen to them very, very quickly within, but that's their life. That's the life they've chosen to live. That's the life that they find themselves in. You know, I think it's, if you see it, hopefully you do. It's a beautiful piece of theatre.
The set is designed by Laura Honan. What are we looking at when we're looking at them on stage?
Laura came up with a genius idea of a white box. It's a white box with filament light bulbs, which very, very, very simple, because what we, and the costume is just black. So what we wanted to do is to strip everything back, so therefore we see the performance and we hear the words. And I think Laura's done a great job with that, in that it's just Owen Carrick is the lighting designer, and it's a very, it's very sparse, but yet everything is about the production, which is the words and the actors.
Well, you can see Leper and Chip, written by Lee Coffey. It's at the Project Arts Centre in Dublin. The two actors involved are Conal Keating and Amelia Stewart. The company is Bitter Like a Lemon Productions, directed by Carl Shields. There'll be a post-show conversation on Tuesday the 7th, and at that conversation you will hear Lee Coffey, the writer, Mark O'Rourke, the playwright, and Carl Shields, who's
and
been speaking
to us.
Angus McAnally
will be hosting.
Will be the chair. That's at the Project Arts Centre, and the website is projectartcentre.ie for full details. And just to correct something from earlier on, the post-show discussion for Leper and Chip that I was speaking with Carl Shields about, it's on the Saturday after the matinee, and that's with Mark O'Rourke, Carl Shields, Lee Coffey and Angus McAnally.